Welcome to day number 64, and really welcome to Maseches Tamai. This is the very first Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. I encourage you to listen to the introduction that we posted on Maseches Tamai in the WhatsApp group. But the basic introduction for now is that Tamai is any produce that was acquired from an Am Haaretz. An Am Haaretz is someone who is not familiar with the finer details of Halacha. So the Halacha is that even though most Am Haaretz did separate tithes properly, there's a significant number that did not. And because of that, the Takana was that everyone should separate further tithes from Demai just in case. Demai is the name for the produce that was acquired from an Am Haaretz, and we give tithes again from that produce just in case tithes weren't taken properly. But because it's rabbinic, because it's midrabanan, there are a lot of leniencies associated with the type of tithes of Demai. So we will, our Mishnah is going to learn a few of those leniencies. Says the Mishnah, Hakalin Sheva Demai. These are the examples of leniencies when it comes to Demai. Now, we're going to list a whole bunch of produce. Don't get caught up with the details, but I will explain what the theme that ties them all together in a moment. So, here are the types of produce that are lenient when it comes to Demai. Hashisin, wild figs, varimin, types of lotus, azuradin, type of apple, vinos suach, a fig, a white fig, uvinos shikma, a type of different figs were growing on trees together, different types of figs, vinovlos, hatmara, and dates that were ruined by the elements, by the wind, vagufnin, and grapes of the very late in the season, vanitzba, and capers. And then the Mishnah continues, uv Yehuda, those were all in northern Eretz Yisrael, and the fruits in Yehuda, in the main middle, the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, Ha'og, Sumek, Va'chomech, Yehuda, and the vinegar that was there, Va'kuspar, and coriander. In all of these cases, all of those produce are considered very insignificant. They're considered very low quality. And because of that, they are always assumed that most people picked it up from Hefker, from ownerless field. Because if an owner has these fruit, they don't care about them. They're not going to hold on to them. They're not going to spend time harvesting them. So they're going to say, they're going to declare those parts of their field that have these wild fields, that have all these, they would say, it's ownerless. It's not mine. I don't care, right? And because of that, a few halachos kick in. Because we know generally that anything that is acquired from hefker, it does not, anything that's acquired from ownerless property is not chayev and meiser. So you do not have to give truma and meiser. So we have something here in halacha called a svek sveka, a double doubt. Why are there two doubts? So imagine you received this wild fig from an Am Haaretz. So number one, there's a very good likelihood the Am Haaretz got this from Hefker because it's a very low quality type of produce. And if it came from Hefker, then you wouldn't have to pay tithes. That's the first doubt. Perhaps they got it from Hefker. The second doubt is that most Am Haaretz actually did already separate tithes, right? We don't know that he did, but they likely did because those things work in tandem, right? It was probably Hefker, and therefore you wouldn't have to give any tithes, and the Am Haaretz probably did separate tithes, so you wouldn't have to anyway. So because those things work together, when you acquire this from an Am Haaretz, you do not have to pay tithes. Rabbi Yehuda is going to qualify it a little bit. Again, don't get lost. It's really about the concept more than details. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Kol, Ashisin, Peturim. Yes, wild figs are exempt. Ichutz, Mishal, Dufra. Except from Dufra. Because Dufra, even though most wild figs are considered insignificant, Dufra was considered significant. An owner would not have made that ownerless, and therefore it would be considered regular Demai. When you get it, you'd have to give Maestros. Kol, Arimin, Peturim. All lotus is exempt. Chutz, Merimi, Shikmona. Except for the Shikmona, because that again was significant. Kol, Beno, Shikma, Peturos, and all these types of figs from a type of that a tree that has different types of figs. Chutz, Minha, Mustafos. Except when they came from a particular, a split open type of tree, the figs themselves were split open. The point again is that in all of these cases that our Mishnah mentioned, they're considered low quality and therefore from Hefker, except these exceptions, Rabbi Yehuda says they are significant, therefore they're not considered Hefker, and therefore you would have to separate tithes normally. That is Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis. Now we learned in Maseches Peah that when it comes to Maaser Sheni, that's the tithe that we take and we bring the fruits to Yerushalayim to eat there. There are a lot of halachas associated with it. If you were to redeem it onto money, you can't just redeem it for the amount, you have to add a chomesh. Chomesh, so if you have $100 worth of fruit, you add a chomesh when you redeem it onto $125. There are a lot of halachas like that. Our Mishnah is going to talk about ways in which Demai, Maaser Sheni Demai, if you separate Maaser Sheni from produce that was gotten from Am Haaretz, it is Maaser Sheni. You do take it to Yerushalayim, but it has a whole bunch of leniencies that regular Maaser Sheni doesn't have. So what are those? HaDemai Ein Lo Chomesh. Demai does not, you do not have to add a Chomesh when you redeem it. If you have $100 worth of Demai Maaser Sheni, you can redeem it for a $100 bill. You don't have to add that extra fifth or really a quarter, like we said before. But Ein Lo Bir. When it comes to Maaser Sheni, we have to get rid of it from our homes on Erev Pesach in the fourth year and on the seventh year. We do not have to do that with Maaser Sheni of Demai. But Nechal Li Onen. Maaser Sheni is not allowed to be fed to an Onen. An Onen is someone who just lost a relative, but the burial has not been done yet. An Onen is not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni, but an Onen is allowed to eat Maaser Sheni of Demai. We continue. V'nichnas Yerushalayim v'yotzei, and you're allowed once. Usually with Maaser Sheni, once you bring it to Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to remove it from Yerushalayim. But that's not true with Demai Maaser Sheni. You're allowed to remove it from Yerushalayim. Uma avdim mi'uta bedrachim. When it comes to Maaser Sheni, you're not allowed to get rid of any, even the smallest part. It's considered kadosh, considered holy. So you're not allowed to get rid of any part. But when it comes to Maaser Sheni of Demai, you're allowed to. If you want to get rid of a little bit on the side of the road, you're allowed to. V'nosno la'ama aretz v'yochel kenegdo. When it comes to Maaser Sheni, you're not allowed to give it to an ama aretz, because Maaser Sheni is kadosh, it has to be eaten when you're pure. And we assume tahor, when we're pure, that many ama aretz are not tahor, and therefore we don't give it to ama aretz. But not so with Maaser Sheni of Demai. Maaser Sheni, we're allowed to give it to ama aretz, but we should eat the same amount in Yerushalayim. So if you give $20 worth to the ama aretz, you should take $20 worth of fruit and eat that in Yerushalayim. Okay. Generally, when it comes to Maaser Sheni, we do not, when you separate it to coins, that's allowed. Not separated. When you redeem it onto coins, it's allowed, but you're not allowed to redeem it once you do it onto coins. You're supposed to leave it that way. You redeem it to coins once, you bring the coins to Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to redeem it further and further. But we're going to see that's not true when it comes to Maaser Sheni of Demai. Umechal nasar ala kesef, you're allowed to transfer the Kedusha from kesef ala kesef, from one silver coin to another silver coin, nechoshes and nechoshes, or for one copper coin to another copper coin, or kesef and nechoshes, or a silver coin to a copper coin. The point is, you're allowed, there are some exceptions, but you're allowed to further transfer money from, you transfer from the fruits of Maaser Sheni to the coin, and then the coin to another coin. It's all fair game when it comes to Maaser Sheni of Demai. U'nechoshes ala peyos, you're even allowed to go back. You're even allowed to take coins of Maaser Sheni and then transfer it back into fruits, which generally we don't do when it comes to regular Maaser Sheni. You take the coins to Yerushalayim. Here you're allowed to go back and forth, really. It says the Mishnah, Bilvad v'yachzor v'yiftes aperos, most don't have the word Bilvad, so it's v'yachzor v'yiftes aperos. You're allowed to go back and forth. You're allowed to have Maaser Sheni transfer to coins, transfer the coins back to fruits, for the fruits back to coins, back and forth. Generally with Maaser Sheni, we don't do that. Why? Generally we assume because people will constantly be doing that, playing that game, and they'll never actually take it to Yerushalayim to be eaten. But here, Maaser Sheni of Demai has a leniency. You're allowed to do it. You're allowed to go back and forth as many times as you like. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's where Meir's been. The Chacham say, no, you're only allowed to do it once. If you separate it from fruits to coins, you can then do coins back to fruit, but then at that point, you have to take the fruits to Yerushalayim. But the point is, either way, there's a leniency. How big the leniency, that's the machlokas here. But there are leniencies when it comes to all of Demai, especially, in this Mishnah, was talking about all of Maaser Sheni. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow, with Mishnah Gimel.